Over the weekend, I downloaded and installed a different search engine on my iPhone called Brave. So I'm still feeling sort of brave at this moment, especially to play an unfolding game. This context is an unpaid, non-political statement for the left, right, and center of U.S. citizens that still may think of themselves as U.S. citizens in 2025. All of the consequences for the people in Gaza are because of the attack by Hamas on October 7th, 2023, that the people of Gaza wholeheartedly supported, and indeed, and in action, have supported and continue to support. The consequence of their suffering to date is the direct result of their continued and undying support of Hamas. Any overtures from the DT administration about negotiating for any hostages at this point in time is beyond farcical or ironical. The DT administration is only playing out and on the sympathies of the global populations that follow his show for his maximum political and entertainment statistic measurement models. The DT administration is basically only going to be serving dead meat on platters for AI platforms that can't eat any of the dead meat. The AI platforms can only chew up and spit out bits, if anything at all. Probably all of everything owned by the UAE and SA at this point in time that still support Hamas financially from the secret Islamic banking industry. These funds are not tracked by any U.S. AI platform, so cannot compile data for the DT administration most opportune timing of any public announcements to give the most upticks for the AI model reports. This is a guarantee that everyone will get the DTs en masse. Note, those last two words are not spelled with an E as in en masse, but with an I and space between masse. Just to keep everyone in sync and on the straight and narrow with group think tanking, I'm now going to throw a lot of numbers out to you, and I hope you catch them really quick. Someone is holding at least $110 billion of the 19,900,000 Bitcoin on the market. The maximum number of Bitcoin is capped at 21 million. 72% is illiquid. That means sitting and blinking and eating up current, doing nothing nowhere. That is the equivalent of $1,576,080,000,000 locked up nowhere, no how. Which is the equivalent of 1/28th of the entire annual U.S. annual GDP, which is around $28 trillion, give or take a few billion bucks here and there. I'm going to take a pregnant pause here to get a drink of water. Just to let all those numbers filter through everyone's memory banks for a bit. Does any straight and narrow anything really matter in that kind of economy? The real dead meat is lost in those numbers. Back in 2015 and 2017, there were real block-sized civil wars between Bitcoin, big and small blockers. Who even has any kind of real chance to do anything in block wars against clock ticks? The DT administration is dealing with time problems from primarily assuming sets of numbers and blocks of numbers, zooming to one point further down the road forever. That bit of context can be interpreted as a basic warning to review past business losses versus ongoing business success rates that only primarily earn money based on licensing agreements to ultimately use any word for ultimately only advertising dollar advantages. The charge rates are exponentially higher as each day moves into endless tomorrows. The top rate charges and rolls right on over to the SA, with the UAE following. Depending on how the stacks fall, sending stuff like sand all the way over to Qatar and blindsiding everyone, including me. Like, I ran right here to this point just in time. The rest of the Islamic states get the leftovers. And Michigan. You know, right by that little lake west of Pennsylvania, gets the cold, regurgitated scraps that used to go to the dogs in Turkey. Somewhere on the really big landmass, somewhere, you know, way past that really big lake east of Pennsylvania, everyone's big backyard. What blocks matter? What blocks count? Who are the meat eaters and who are the vegetarians in block wars zooming everywhere where nothing matters at all? No context is ever complete without caveat emptor. Guaranteed to work better than the Rolling Stones. Don't even begin to worry your little heads about any implications on any mRNA or DNA lifelong effects. Unfortunately, I am not skilled enough to include any detectable or delightful aromas, or to walk around doing nothing while chewing gum at the same time. Since we are playing my game, I am going to ask you politely and nicely, I hope, to now close your eyes. No peeking. Depending on your left brain, right brain, and midbrain neural links, you now have permission to feast your eyes on a piece of paper. Go right ahead. Pass it around.